Kaj pa je to?
Ja, kultivator.
Gre za neko vrsto apatije.
To lahko reče samo kreten, noben drug.
Socialni invalid in ga je nemogoče urejati.
Drugi kandidat.
Pa pije, kadi, masturbira, vse kako ni človeka počne. Nihče tega ne ve.
Vsak petek skultiviramo dogodek tedna.
Lahko po kriterijih Radio Študent, težko pa po evropskih kriterijih.
Ampak na drug način, kot vi to mislite.
Kultivator vedno užge.
Da pač nekdo sploh omenja probleme, ki so, in da pravzaprav sploh nekdo sproži dogajanje v družbi.
To drži, drži.
Terminalovec Igor Vidmar je podalpsko dogajanje te dni naslovil Bruhamo vsi, bruhaj tudi ti. Enako se pritiče širši domovini. Kilometer pred obalo Lampeduze je motor ladje s približno 500 begunci, pretežno iz Eritreje in Somalije, prenehal delovati. Da bi pritegnili pozornost, so zanetili manjši ogenj, ki pa se je razširil. Umrlo je 138 ljudi, 200 oseb še pogrešajo, približno 150 ljudi pa je nesrečo preživelo. Danes v Italiji tragedijo obeležujejo z minuto molka. Naš sogovornik Roman Herzog ocenjuje, da je številka umrlih tisti faktor, ki bo za dan ali dva javnost in medije osredotočil na tematiko. Še raje kot o politiki Unije do beguncev, pa bodo ti podajali ocene o zaslužku tihotapcev. Prejšnji teden je na italijanski obali izgubilo življenje 20 ljudi. Vsako leto v Sredozemlju umre več 100, pogosto 1000 ljudi. Že približno 20 let. Se je odnos italijanskih oblasti do beguncev ob vseh čustvenih izjavah na visokih in najvišjih nivojih, pa tudi javnosti, kaj spremenil? Se riše nova politika?
Good question. I don't spontaneously I would say no. I don't think so. Because even if it's a day of mourner, we have to see certain things. When victims reach above the number 100, everybody reports about that. I'm also a little bit astonished. I mean, Mr. Ban Ki-moon said something about this. There have been boats sinking since more than 20 years. There have been people dying in one day, 500 or 700. So now we have this cipher of 130, and it's always absolutely a crime, obviously, what is going on. But it's not special, sad to say it, because, I mean, 1 week ago, another ship arrived in Sampieri here in Sicily, and it was only a small boat. It was something like 20 people on it, and all of them died. So, I mean, what are we talking about? It's a thing about numbers. So when we have 100 dead refugees, then we make a day of mourner and something like that because we are so touched by it. I don't believe them. I don't believe these politicians in any country, not only in Italy, because they are going on with the same politics regardless which party, or left or right or liberals or greens or alternatives or whatever. They establish the same politics, which is refusing the people in need to come to Europe. And Italy is doing this role of guardian of the southern border since ever. And so even the new government, I don't think that there is any change now.
Roman Herzog, politolog in aktivist, že desetletje deluje na Siciliji, kjer se ukvarja z begunci na raziskovalni in aktivistični ravni. Mnogokrat se je poročalo, tudi zganjalo prepih, ko je bilo število umrlih ob nesrečah dovolj visoko. Se je kaj spremenilo?
I've been doing documentaries on this topic since more than 10 years now. And that's why I also say there's no change, because when I first made something about Lampedusa in 2004, on 2003, it was the same situation. There were people dying, there were too many people dying, there were people in need. And European politicians, Italians, Germans, and so on, said, no, we don't want all these people who only have hunger and who want to eat and who want to go to a nice paradise. They can't come here like this. We have to stop them. It's always the same thing. So if we have, on the one hand, these refugees, so-called economic refugees, on the other hand, the so-called real refugees, recognized, because they flee from civil wars or other traumatizing experiences, it's difficult for them to come here, and they will not be allowed. That's the first thing. And this border policy was established not from one day to the other, but in the last 20 years. It was from 92 onwards that Germany was guiding the communitarian, the European politics around this theme. It was mainly German interior ministers who designed all this policy, and the other ones agreed. So, I mean, there have been some splits. There were some politicians from some countries, maybe the Scandinavian countries, which said, no, we cannot be so hard. We have to admit that some people should come here. We have something like a right to asylum, and we have to keep it. But the main powers, which is Germany or Great Britain or France, but also smaller powers like Italy or Spain, agreed on this thing. And so that it's at least since 20 years that they established this policy, which once I called it, the effects of it, it's a war. Yeah, it's a war going on, because we have tens of thousands of victims here in the sea, and we have another tens of thousands of victims in the northern African countries, when we talk only about the southern border here, where people are dying. People are dying every day because of this politics of the European Union. And or they die in the sea, or they die in the prison in Libya, or they die on the route from Sudan via Sinai to Israel, and so on and so on. And there is nothing and no politician who really tried to design a different approach, a different policy, because a different approach would be to say, okay, we have people in need. These people have certain rights. We are part of the declarations which oblige us to give shelter to these people. We shall manage and we should organize how to do it. Nobody talks about that. They just talk about, we've got immigration, it's too much immigration, there is a problem, we have to stop them. And it's what we see, people dying in the sea or other things, it's the effect of that.
Frontex, Evropska agencija za upravljanje in operativno sodelovanje na zunanjih mejah držav članic, je pred letom uradno priznala, da uporablja brezpilotna letala za nadzor meja, tudi beguncev. Kaj vemo o uporabi brezpilotnih letal? Nadaljuje Herzog.
Yeah, it's quite known so far right now, but there is no specific evidence, because like in other cases, they make it in a way that you cannot have this evidence. No, Frontex is since 1 year officially exploring the use of drones as part of the European border surveillance and control, which means anti-immigration fight, as they call it also, anti-immigration policy. And the use of drones is actually already done, that's true, and I know also that they do it in cooperation with the United States, because we have always to see that in the Mediterranean Sea we have the military presence of the United States, and all these military forces cooperate with the European Union and with the border forces of the single countries in their policy of anti-immigration. That is since years, and of course United States is using drones a lot in the Mediterranean. So I think, or as far as I know, they use these drones also for surveillance, for looking. I don't think that they will use them for bombing refugees or something like that. That is not the problem. It's not that this war is like a conventional, so to say, war in Iraq or in other countries, that they're going to bomb or shoot at refugees, even if sometimes they did it. But it's more general in establishing a military border which is impossible to pass through. And this, of course, is military forces, and drones are part of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because I doubt that the drones would be used to see that there is a boat full of refugees and has a problem because of high seas or...
No. I doubt it too. No. I don't think that... They maybe say that they will do it like that, because, I mean, what we have to see very clear is that they are not stupid. They use also an intelligent or in part intelligent argumentation that they say, we are doing humanitarian help with this policy. So what they understand by humanitarian help is, for example, I discovered that in 2007, that Frontex is going on board of the boats and tells the people it's better to go where they came from and not to go ahead. And if they won't do it, they take fuels and stuff to eat and water from the boats and oblige them to turn back. So that's what they call humanitarian policy. I mean, you can call things differently, and they are not stupid.
Ali se je situacija za ljudi, ki bežijo od nasilja in želijo doseči Evropo, v kakršnikoli meri izboljšala vsled delovanja oblasti na lokalnih nivojih, kjer se že desetletja vsakodnevno soočajo s tragičnimi dogodki?
We have to see, there are always individuals. And it depends on individuals. If we have a control boat of the Italians with people on board who have still something like feelings and a heart, they maybe can do different things than other people who just are like soldiers. I mean, soldiers are trained not to have feelings, so they just divert the boats and that's it, and they don't ask, is it a problem? Most of them are like that. And then we have always individuals who are differently. So the major of Lampedusa, yeah, I believe her that she's really crying and not crying for the media. But what is really the problem is that even if people are touched or people are come to what you said, a deeper understanding maybe of the problem, what can they do? Because it's not that the major of Lampedusa will now say, okay, let's take the people in North Africa or in their countries instead of going on these boats and drowning, and let them take here and come here and give them shelter. She cannot do that, of course not. She maybe can arrange in Lampedusa something like more solidarity, but what I saw in all these years is that actually, as you said, the people directly involved, the people on the forefront, at the forefront, maybe are more, it's generalizing the problem, but maybe they are more human than people who work in Brussels or in Warsaw, in Frontex office, who seem only machines. I mean, these bureaucrats and these politicians, for me, as I see it, I deal so much with them, are like machines. They are argumentating in all the same way, and it's just speech, and there seems nothing to move them, even if you confront them directly. And so, yeah, this difference may be there, but we should see clearly that the possibilities to act differently are very, very limited, because it's not on them to design what they will do. And in case, and there are also examples for that, if somebody maybe does not oblige to the rules he was given or to the orders by his commandant and saves people he should not save or she should divert, he will get disciplined and he will get maybe some punishment for that, because he acted too human.
Velika večina ljudi, ki po večletnem potovanju, naj si bo iz Eritreje ali Somalije, vse pogosteje tudi Sirije, pride do Italije, seveda tudi Španije, Grčije in drugih držav, nikoli ne dobi dovoljenja za nastanitev. Morda nekaj mesečnega, ustalijo pa se vendarle. Po večini v korist mednarodnih kriminalnih organizacij, ki obvladujejo približno 10% delež delavcev v Evropi brez pravic. Ti obirajo zelenjavo in sadje, opravljajo komunalna dela in podobno. Koliko ljudi je sprejeto po vodilnih humanizma, pa tudi nekaj konvencij Združenih narodov, katerih podpisnica so države Evropske unije.
Probably 100, I think nobody, because the first thing a refugee sees when he arrives in Sicily after coming from this traumatizing experience on the sea is a prison. So they are all going into prisons, like in Greece or like in Spain or in all, every other country. And in this prison, because I say prison because actually these camps are prisons, because they're surrounded by walls or by fences and they're controlled by military forces and police forces, they have to stay there. They can ask asylum. They get a first interview. If they don't ask asylum, people tell them that they should better go back. So it's this tricky policy of, if you don't ask for it, I don't give it to you. So if you know your rights, you can say, no, I want my rights. I've got the right to ask asylum. And then the procedure is starting. And this procedure can last also 1 or 2 years. So we have people here, normally we can say after 6 months or 7, 8 months, and they don't have a permit or something. Mostly they get a permit for 3 months. Lucky ones who got asylum get a permit for 1 year or something like that, and but most of them don't. And so these are all the people who finish, who end up in this illegal circuits, let's say, of illegal economies in Europe, because we know that in all the fields, not only in Italy but also in Spain and Greece, the people who are working are actually immigrants coming from other countries and don't having permits to stay. And that's where we are neutering with this policy, and that's why I also think that at the end some politicians have designed this policy also very consciously, because it's a certain need, an economic need in Europe, to have 10% or maybe more of them population which is illegal, to serve in this illegal part of the economy on which is the basis for other economies and so on. So we always talk about money at the end, that's one thing. So people who really get attention and assistance and asylum and so on are first of all maybe more women than men, more children than adults, and only a little part of the people who need help, because the people who are denied asylum, who don't get a shelter place, because after the 6 months they can transfer, for example, women who get political asylum into special centers where they get attention, where they get psychological assistance, where they will be integrated, they get Italian classes, they get work permits and so on. But these are only, I mean, we are talking about some dozens or some hundreds of people, but we are not talking about thousands of people who are arriving and who would theoretically have the right to do it or to get it, no? Most of them, Eritreans, Sudanese, Ethiopian people, and from other countries, don't get the permit and they end up in this illegal part of life.
O večdesetletni praksi Evrope do beguncev je v pogovoru z Romanom Hercogom iz Sicilije kultiviral Janković.
Ja, kaj pa je to?
Ja, kultivator.
Gre za neko vrsto apatije.
To lahko reče samo kreten, noben drug.
Socialni invalid in ga je nemogoče urejati.
Drugi kandidat.
Pa pije, kadi, masturbira, vse kako niso lahko počeli. Nihče tega ne ve.
Vsak petek skultiviramo dogodek tedna.
Lahko po kriterijih Radio Študent, težko pa po evropskih kriterijih.
Ampak na drug način, kot vi tu mislite.
Kultivator vedno užge.
Da pač nekdo sploh omenja probleme, ki so, in da pravzaprav sploh nekdo sproži dogajanje v družbi.
To drži.